This is GQDN for February the 2nd, 2023, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and, say I said Audible, well, stackup.org. In today's news, if I get my head right, we have some Atari news, some Marvel Midnight Suns, and some NASCAR. Oh, what's that doing there? But today, we start with an article from Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that Konami has cut its financial forecast. So, they were hoping to make about 65.5 billion yen for operating profit for the year, but now they're expecting just over half of that, a 42.4 billion yen, because they changed their financial outlook. And what they said was on Twitter at Sir Kantanto, Konami's Q3 numbers are also in, and I will not go into details here, but look at the revised guidance for the full year. For example, they lowered the estimated operating profit from 76.5 billion yen to 42.5 billion yen. All of the confirmed rumored remakes cannot come soon enough. And there is a bit more of the post and stating their 2022 actual and what they thought could be their guidance for this coming year. So revenue last year was 299.5 billion, and they forecasted originally at 320 billion, but they revised it to 303 billion. That's for revenue. Business profits probably took the biggest hit because that was 80.3 in 2022 and it was 81, but now they set it to 50.5. So there are other things to look at there, but still, it is very, very interesting. And another thing too, there were no plans within the report for Silent Hill. Though that does not mean anything. They just did not mention Silent Hill. Now also, as I turn on my light, Destructoid.com says that PlayStation 5 has surpassed their shipments. Basically what they're saying is they passed the 32 million mark. And they're also saying that 7.1 million units were shipped in the fall of 2022. So right before Christmas. In fact, they gave some of the graphics numbers over for the fiscal year, too. So this is the game software, which ended up over 1.5 billion. And this is the amount of yen. And the hardware was around... I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. The total segment of sales at 2022 was 1.2 billion. When I was talking about the game software, I was looking at 2021, so that's my fault. But still, when you put that all together, that's a lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff. So, one of the other reports that I've seen too from IGN is that now there's the OLEDs and the Xbox Series X's and S and the PlayStation 5s are all in stock. So there you have that. At least in most places. Didn't see where, but talking about stock cars, back to Eurogamer, because NASCAR is clamping down on the GameCube-inspired real-life wall rides. So, yeah. In fact, that was Chase Chastain in the Xfinity 500 series played it like a video game, because at NASCAR on NBC did say on October 30th, 2022, I'm sorry, not Chase Chastain, Ross Chastain, my bad, floors it along the wall to go from 10th to 5th and advance to the championship. Ross Chastain did that because he played on his GameCube NASCAR 2005 when he was growing up. In fact, what he did say is, quote, "I played a lot of NASCAR 2005 on GameCube, which I had growing up. You could get away with it, and I never knew if it would actually work in real life." So, what did NASCAR do? Well, they made some tweaks to the rules, which make that move illegal. In fact, this is what Racer.com said in the tweaks coming for 2023. Quote, officials referenced an already existing rule citing violations deemed to compromise the safety of an event or otherwise pose a dangerous risk of the safety of competitors, officials, and spectators, revealing that moves like Ross Chastain's ride along the Martinsville Wall will not be allowed. NASCAR hasn't started yet. And another bit of big news, GameStop fired a manager. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and there's some thieves that stole about $5,000 worth of PlayStation 5 stuff. And what happened a week later, the 13-year veteran manager was fired. And that led to several other employees to quit in protest. So that manager was the only one on duty when the theft occurred. And someone in a phone interview, name not provided, did say, quote, the man was the most tenured and the top performer in the district. The dude bent over backwards for this company, and he got fired over $5,000 of stuff that was stolen. And this is while GameStop is laying off employees due to other economic strains, overhiring, and some other things. So I got to do one more, maybe two more bad news, including from GamesRadar.com, Marvel's Midnight Suns, the director, said that DC's plans is a nightmare for gaming crossovers. So the creative director, Jake Solomon, did say in a tweet, quote, this would have been a nightmare for us in Midnight Suns. I understand the desire, I think, but movies and games are so, so different. And the pressure this puts on the amazing voice actors in the game space. Different universes. And that's how they should, will, stay. Now, James Gunn said, quote, and he is the head of the DCU, basically, or part of the DCU, I should say. It's not like we're going to have the Superman movie come out and have this Superman game come out. It's more like we'll have the Superman film come out, then maybe 2 years later we'll have the Supergirl movie coming out. So what's the story between there? Is there a crypto game that we can play that sometimes between them? Something that's still set in the world with these characters, but it's its own thing. We want to give the prominence to games that they deserve. Yep, so there's a fight between DC and Marvel. Go figure. Now, talk about fights. The zombie MMO the day before got a 10-minute gameplay. And yes, I did see it, and yes, it does look interesting. And that was on YouTube.com. If you look up Fantastic, that's F-N-tastic. It's really good. And they were going around an open world city, so it looks pretty well detailed. But that is all that they showed. No dates, nothing. So, at least not yet. That's kind of positive. Let's get a little bit more positive, shall we? Because Atari has announced the Caverns of Mars coming to PC, Switch, and consoles, and Atari VCS. This comes to us from GameIndustry.com. And yes, there's a bit of a trailer for that one, too. It's called The Caverns of Mars Recharged. In fact, what the Atari CEO, Wade Rosen, did say, quote, Caverns of Mars is a great early example of a game designed for Atari's 8-bit computers, which makes it a perfect addition for the Atari Recharged series. It is intensely fun arcade-style experience in both single-player and two-player co-op. So, what does it have? Fully destructible environments. It has an arcade mode. It has a challenge mode, a perky power-ups, which means you can get weapons, change your strategy on the fly, and maybe some other stuff too. So, when is the Caverns of Mars coming out? Well, it'll come out this spring to Windows PC via Steam and GOG, PlayStation 4 and 5, along the Xbox platform, Nintendo Switch, and Atari VCS. So, let's see what happens with that one. Oh, if you have Hogwarts Legacy, The times have been announced for early access. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and oh yes, more good news. So, at Hogwarts Legacy, did say on Twitter, globally for PC players, Hogwarts Legacy, the 72-hour early access period will begin February 7th at 10 a.m. PST, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another follow-up tweet says the 72-hour early access period of Hogwarts Legacy on console will begin on February 7th, 2023 at midnight in your region. So here it comes. The standard edition launches 3 days later on February 10th. And once again, the game comes to PS4 and Xbox One in April, while Nintendo Switch edition is set for release in July. So we'll see what happens there. We end today with a DualShockers article and Major League Baseball The Show 23 did confirm a technical playtest coming later this month. So the playtest will be at 10 a.m. Pacific time on February 15th and will continue approximately 1 week until February 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It will be on the PlayStation platform and the Xbox platform and Nintendo Switch. No registration required. Now the test is mainly to stress test the servers for online matching, cross-form play, online co-op, and anything else that's online related. The game has Derek Jeter on the cover and will cost $100. And this is the collector's edition, mind you. The edition will include both PlayStation 4 and 5 versions of the base game. 4 days of early access, double daily login rewards of Lifecycle MLB The Show 23, an edition and choice packs, and 10,000 stubs, which is virtual currency. So, yeah, there you go. That will be very, very interesting. And we are the show, too. You can find us all at GroupQuest on Twitter and at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow. It's Friday for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.